مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
يا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program. It is the spiritual breakfast, our interview segment. Today we're discussing which institute to study at. Should you be going to these institutes, which everyone is crying about that our daughters must go there and the rest? No. I'll give you and I'll share with you just my own experience. I was set to go to a university. I'm not going to say which one. And I was looking forward to it. My brother, Hafiz Noshad Khan, he said, no ways are you going. And he was already in that same university. He said, no ways are you going. And at that time, I was really, really upset. Why aren't you allowing me? Everyone's going to university. Now I must study through UNISA and go for lectures by all these small institutes. And then it's more private. But we wanted to be there. But he said to me, that's a big brother. He said to me, you are not going. And he put his foot down, alhamdulillah. And then my father said, you're not going. Let's face it, 7 to 7. 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening, maybe even till midnight, maybe even till your children are out of your sight. They're supposed to be there at their age where they're supposed to be earning according to Sharia. And it's parents' kindness that they just continue to help and assist us all along. So we make shukr for that. But you, parents, should you be sending your children to all of these universities? And that's what we say, that no. Because personally, we saw with our own eyes what filth takes place at all of these universities, how women, they go in filled with haya and coming out totally with shameless ways. So never ever send your children to these universities. And we can share with you more experiences at another time. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaikan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sab, our students, matric students, are all undergoing trauma and the rest for exams and that stressing as well. Where should they be studying? Which institute?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم So, inshallah, we will study and speak about the topic just now. But for the time being, just few important announcements. So, what we should remember is this, that, you know, today people want to study here and there and everywhere. So, now the point comes, Quran teaches us Surah number 20 and verse number 114. It's the only place in the Quran we are commanded to ask for something more and more and more. Surah 20, Surah Taha, in the 16th Juz, 16th Supara, verse 114, and that is, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Oh, my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. So now everybody will tell you these are the institutes of learning and institutions of learning and so forth and so on. So let me give you three, four easy examples. We go to the land of Palestine. So here there you have, you must remember, the Minister of Finance. So he says this whole thing of Saudi Arabia must recognize Israel, all that, that doesn't bother us too much. They must continue riding their camels and all that. Then with a lot of pressure on him, so then remember what he says, no, it was unfortunate he made that statement and he apologizes and all that. But that is what exactly the Quran says. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَائِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ They say with their mouth and their tongue and all that, what is not in their heart, is just from the tip of the tongue an apology. It's not a sincere apology or something. And if somebody thinks that, he must be a moron, you know. Now in the past 3-4 days, just see, the Israeli army, diaper force, defense force, and the settlers attacking the Palestinians who are going to their land, to their harvest, to their crops, And this is your so-called civilized people. Remember that. So these are not human beings. These are swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys and dogs. And Quran has called them by all these words. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. Al-Qiradat wal-Khanazir. The monkeys and the swines and pigs. Chapter 5, verse 60. And regarding, remember, that donkeys for their rabbis and leaders and spiritual leaders. Chapter 62, verse 5. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias and books. And chapter 7, verse 176. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. You see, their parable example is just like that of the dogs. So they got the dog swine mentality, remember that. So what good is that education? And if you study the Quran Sharif, especially for the Jews, it is mentioned, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united. Today I sent out something very nice from the Jewish population. They are statistics. Understand? In 1933, you will have it there, what I sent out today. You can read the exact one out, Maulana. So remember, how many Jews were there in 1933? You see that? So you must remember that, 15 million something. And then in 48, how many Jews plus they were? You see that? Still 15 million something. So who the hell committed the Holocaust and where? What happened to the murder of the Jews? You found it in my stuff I sent out today. So on all the groups and everything. So you must remember about the Palestinians and about the Jutlas and so forth and so on. So Quran says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They found.
Chi.
They are a people, you must remember, who got no akal and no brains. What it says there?
15 billion. 315.
How can we 15 billion?
15 so, million.
Huh. So which year?
1933.
Yeah, so
1948. World Jewish population, 1933, 15,315,000.
Right.
In 1948, 15,753,000.
So where's the Holocaust? Where's the murder of the Jews? So from this is from your newspaper, from your information, and not ours. So therefore, that is how Allah Ta'ala disgraces them. Chapter 59, verse 14. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains and no intelligence and so forth and so on. So like that Trump, you see. So a person who's a felon, criminal, a person, a rapist, a person, a pedophile. But people say now he's the president of the free world, the most powerful person. But if you look at it, he's one of the scum of the earth. You must remember that. See, I teach you this one thing, then I'll come to the topic. I've been to this country, so we know, right? America, I've been twice. Canada, I've been thrice. So now, the Canadian government found an old clip of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is Republican, but he's more on the conservative side of the Republican Party, right? So now, they found a clip there, and they played it in the advert. Ronald Reagan said, President Ronald Reagan, he was a third-class actor, you know, in films and movies and all that. Pakka Harami also. So he supported the white minority apartheid government in South Africa. This morning I said, his words, they still ring in my ears. He said, no, we will have constructive engagement with them. You see that? That are the words he used, Pakka Harami, Shaitan, let him rot in hell. So he said, tariffs harms and hurts every American. So those Canadian guys, if you know how Canada works, they have their provinces and states and what have you. So one is Ontario. So we've been there also. So now in Ontario state, you must remember that what they did, they carried this advert. So Trump heard of it. So that hurt his underbelly. You see that? So now that was a smack in his face. Because Ronald Reagan is much more popular in the Republican Party and in America compared to Trump, so you must remember. So this is a smack in his face from the senior of his own party. So what he does, he imposes 10% extra tax on Canada. There is already 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% on certain items. Now he put another 10%. So what you call people like this? Can you call these people who are educated, intelligent, intellectual, academia? I call them morons and donkeys and monkeys and all that. So that is what this is. So why I chose this today, institutions, You see, today is the 27th of October. We are on 5th of Jumad al-Ula. But I'm using the Gregorian date deliberately. So you will see that, I don't know if you saw it, but people sent it to me. The Medina Al-Jamia Islamiyah in Medina, they're sending out, you understand, their adverts everywhere, throughout the world basically. And they're telling the new students, those of you who want to register with Jamia Islamiyah, the Islamic University in Medina, your cutoff date is 31st of October this year, yeah. So 2025. And those are the criteria. You must be over 16. You must have matric. I do some all these things here. Now the question arises, if somebody comes to you, Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatum, and say, this is wonderful, man. Imagine that the guy, my son, can go there to Medina and they can study there and so forth, and they get free tickets and they get free spending and all the perks and all that are mentioned, you see. So, I mean, people, they love that. It doesn't cost them a cent, you know. But the question we have to ask, at what price? That's the main question you have to ask. Then, 31st October, while we're busy, so let us just announce it. 31st of October, this Friday, yeah, is your last date, oh people, that you must sign and send the email regarding your grievances, your complaints against Sahuk. That you will say that Sahuk did this, Sahuk did this. But you must give some evidence, you know. You can't just make then hollow claims. It doesn't mean much then. So you must give some good evidence as well. They owe you 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. So I sent it out to thousands of people. And last night I said at 11 o'clock, I cleared up everything, the backlog. You see that with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And then this morning also, before this interview also, I cleared up everything. So mashallah, that I'm up to date as far as it goes. Many people requested Sahuk. And even now, that once you hear this interview live or you hear the recordings, so send it to me, 071-888-1184. WhatsApp message, I don't like long ones. Kiss. Keep it short and sweet. So just put Sahuk and we'll send you the relevant document. Read it, peruse it. There are three different email addresses. And then you send, write your dossier there, write your message there, everything. And you send it to all three addresses. So inshallah, the janazah salat and funeral prayer of Sahuk is read. Now we just put the last nails in their coffin, you understood? Inshallah, inshallah, therefore we're promoting it. Now let me give you a few, you understand, advices, you understand, broad, you understand, advices. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. What is deen? Deen is nasiha. You must remember that we must give you that, this thing, you must, that deen is the sincere advice and so forth. So that the deen is the nasiha and advice. So that is what you should realize, that we need to do and so forth and so on. So that is where we are failing nowadays as parents, as teachers and maulanas and muftis and alims and whatever you want to call. So let us say that now your son has passed matric, or your daughter, she's finished schooling and what have you. So now what do you do? You want to send him to a darulum. That now he must do hifz, he must do alim, he must do this, he must do that. In my trip now, I left Wednesday, and I went to Koster, then Rustenburg and Northam. First in my life I heard there's a place like Northam. So this Koster and this Rustenburg is Northwest province. But Northam is, falls under Limpopo. But anyway, we will call today's program the report back trip to Northwest province. So the point I want to make here is this. That I met ulama, there in Costa, I met Sheikh Khabbab. He's telling me that he studied, you must remember, for 9 years or so here in Darul Zakaria. You know, he completed his years. You know that old man you find in the first surf?
Gee, I know Sheikh.
You know
Khabbab? I know, gee.
Yeah. So his father, that Sheikh Abu Bakr Dafuri. So he's in Costa, mashallah, for about 3-4 years now or something. So mashallah, he's doing good work there. Then I met two sheikhs there in Northam, both from Tanzania. One of them studied in Darul Newcastle also, you know. So he told me, no, he saw me there and all this for the Jalsa and what have you. And then they studied here and then all. So mashallah, once I hear that will also. So mashallah, did you see how they are? You must remember different places. So if somebody has to ask me that I want to send my son, you understand, for Heaves or Alim or whatever, so which institute you will recommend? So I will say that this is a broad advice. I will say you got Darul Azad World, you got Darul Zakaria, you got Darul Newcastle, you got Darul Talimuddin, Mufti Ibrahim Saleji there. Then you got, you must remember, I don't know, they go as Madrasa Hamidiyah, I think. Then Mohan and Naeem Mutala's one, you see. So all that you got. Then you got the other one in Chatswood also. That Maulana, you understand, Khan and them are running. I don't know the exact name. But anyway, so these are there. Then in Cape Town, our Darul Uloom, the Qasimul Uloom. So if you're speaking about the Darul Uloom, so those are the ones we will recommend. You see that? So then you can decide. I need to be honest. I like that. You know, in Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Al-Mustasharu Mu'tamanun. As far as Hibs goes, I feel that, you know, our children should have completed their Hibs and they are by heart in the Quran before they become Baligh. So before they reach the age of 12, 13, 14, so they should have finished the Quran already. So I would not advise when your sons are so young, 9, 10, 11, they understand 12, you just send them to Darul Uloom. A lot of things can happen there, you know. So therefore, rather keep him at the home. And he goes to the local Hafiz Sahab, local Qadi Sahab, local Maulana Sahab, Mufti Sahab, whoever. So in that way there. But another advice with that will be, don't keep on changing teachers. Because then your ustads, the duas, you will lose it. You must remember that. You see, we're always looking for loopholes and shortcuts and so forth. So now our children, we will believe them all the time. But half the time they're lying also or exaggerating. So we must be very, very clear. Yesterday in the Q&A, between 2 and 4, a question came. My son is in a dilemma. He did 5, 7, 8 paras in Jews on all that heaps. But now, next year, 2026, he want to go to university. But then the problem will be that his heaps will be neglected and so forth. So what do you advise? What advice? I said, obviously, he must continue with his heaps. So we must give priority to that. And second one, regarding the varsity and all that, he doesn't have to lose out. That I personally, and I'll give you one, two examples. You must remember that when we go and lecture at the varsity, and what they, the students, tell us what's really happening there. So it's a toxic society. So why must you put your son through all that trauma and all these problems? So let them enroll. Today, I think there are other universities also. But the one I know is UNISA. It's one of the oldest and one of the best. It was. Now I'm not 100% sure. I know when we were studying, it was the biggest correspondent university in the world in the 80s, you see. So the poorer, you must give them due for that. They had apartheid, they had everything. But certain things they did, you must give them due. Imagine. South Africa, run by only whiteys. You understand? We all non-whites, knee blankers. They had your coolies and Indians and all that, you see. So, but they used to put up institutions recognized worldwide. You understand? I mean, for that. Today we got institutions, they burn them. We got institutions, half the time they're striking. You understand? So what the hell, you must remember, is happening. So it's money down the drain, you must remember. So the point what I'm making is this. So why not? You make it the best of both worlds, what we'll say. He does his full time in that 1 year, 2026. He can complete it if he puts his mind to it. And then part time and through correspondence, he can study whatever. He'll become a lawyer, he'll become this and all that. You can do that. So then there's no problem. So, and it's much, much cheaper, much, much convenient. Forget the girls for a moment, our daughters and so forth. Take our sons, you understand, and see. So I used to go and lecture at WITS, you know. I used to go and lecture at UJ, you know. UJ is the old RAU, Rand Afrikaans University, where I studied, you know. Now in my trip, so one person, he came down for meet his parents or family or something. So I asked him, where you studying? He said, UP. You understand, University of Pretoria, Takis. I said, yeah, I had a Jumma program there also, you see. So now all... And now when I lecture, I even tell them that actually, you'll waste my time, therefore I no more go also. Because why? I want the lectures like this week, inshallah, Al-Aziz, we'll be going to Nigel. Masjid Khalid bin Walid, you know. So I tell them from before, I want minimum 25 minutes, or otherwise half an hour, because it's live on air, and we're going to make podcasts and send it out to thousands of people and so forth, you know. So how we will meet you halfway, you meet us halfway. And so for the most of the time, they accede to our request and so forth. So the point I want to make here is this, that when you go to the university, the lecture is 20 minutes maximum, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. But if you look at the students, majority of them come in the last 5 minutes. So who you are speaking to? You're speaking to 10, 20, 30 students. And after Salat, they go on. You must remember this thing. So what I decided, I said, let me play a little bit, you understand, use a tactic, some strategy. So before my lecture, during the lecture, after Salat, all that I announced, I'll be sitting here for 1 hour. And if you want, I've said for 2 hours. Once I said from there after Jummah right till Asr, you know. And I said, come to me one by one. Let us discuss everything heart to heart. Not all that, you understand, because you will feel shy and so forth. So I just give you 3 incidents because of time constraint. One brother told me that he went nicely to the girl's father and said, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. So he said, no, harsha wa kalla, it can't happen now. I said, why? Say, she must finish a degree. But we studying together, remember that. He said she already went to 3 abortions. How many? Muslim, both parties are Muslim, boy Muslim, girl. But we ourselves, now if you just take one hadith, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, إِذَا خَتَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. When someone proposes for your daughter, your sister, your niece, and so forth, you're happy with the deen. It's not the Shia, Qadiani, and Aga Khani, and all these kafirs, you see, and kuffar. وَخُلُقَهُ, and the character of that person, فَزَوْوِجُ. So get them married, your daughter, your son, your daughter, your niece, and whoever it is, and sister, and so forth. So فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you don't do, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ, there'll be mayhem, chaos. You see now, Muslim girl tries already abortion, murder. And this they told me themselves, one incident. Second incident, the person says in my class, understood, we have students straight. So we sit one side like, then we have queer students, then we have gay students, then we have the lesbian students, and then we have the transgender students. Now what the hell are you parents thinking? You're sending your children to a place where 90%, 80% is all haram, and you expect your son, your daughter, to come back pure as a pearl, you understand, pure as crystal. I like what Maulana said. They said, I didn't meet him, they said 50 years ago, it was Maulana Sallu, the old Maulana Sallu, he passed away many years ago, that somebody told him, Maulisab, you know those days, everybody Maulisab, Mari Poiri, Mari Dikri, Jai Island, Dublin, only Dr. Banwan, you see. We're sending our daughter there to London, to Ireland, Dublin, wherever, and Dublin is the capital, or London, or wherever to become doctor, to Dua Karwana. So Maulana was a proper sharpshooter. He said, you're telling me, you're sending your daughter out in the rain, and I must make Dua, she must not get wet. Instead of giving one long lecture, he summarized the whole thing in 1 minute, less than a minute. Is it true or not true? 100% true, so you must remember. Therefore, I say, people like, don't like, it's not our business. The truth must be spoken. When our daughter, our sons go to another one incident. This all happened on the varsity premises. This one brother came to me at the varsity. He told me, I'm 21 years old, but I'm a virgin. I never committed fornication. I'm trying to lead a pure life, chaste life. You see, all these other guys here, more than 20, 25 of them, they all laugh at me. They say, that, what are you going to do the wedding night? You understand? You don't know how to do the job. You understand? They all are people who committed fornication, and only he is the one straight, a chaste guy, pure guy, virgin. Now, instead of praising him for his virtue, they're all mocking, ridiculing him. And he must now do what they did, then he'll become a good guy. You see, that's what I mean. You're sending your son, daughter to a toxic society. So whether you like, don't like, this is what's going to happen. You must remember that. And Maalesef Shadid, our Darums also, certain things happens there. It's not very, very savory, you know. So Allah protect the Darums and the Tabligh Jamaat and the Khankas, and a lot of funny things also happen. But it's not majority cases, it's now isolated cases. Yeah, in the varsity and all that, it is majority cases. That's the problem, you must remember. So either our son, daughter will lose their haya, their shame, their modesty, morality, one. Either they will lose their virginity. You see that? I just told you the examples now. And third one, which is the worst of the worst case scenario, they will lose their whole Iman in Islam. You understand? That person will argue with you, but this in Islam is not right, that is not right, this is their democratic right and so forth. One father told me, say, my daughter came back and said, fine, I can accept that we mustn't be gay and lesbian. But if that person wants to be gay or lesbian, so what is wrong with that? It is their democratic right to do that. Now you see where the thinking is going. It's already bordering Naqsha Ali Hukuf. We fear that such people will end up non-Muslims. You understand? So you see, I like two statements and I finish. That when you have the oppressor and the oppressed, so the oppressor always wants to control the mind of the oppressed. Whether it is the whiteys against us non-whites, or whether it is the politicians in America and all these they want to control the mind of the oppressed people, you see. So that is one. And two, I'll end of this program. There will never be, I'm going to repeat it, there will never be a ceasefire in Palestine, Israel, unless Israel ceases to exist. There will never be a ceasefire in Palestine, Israel, until Israel ceases to exist. There will be no Israel, then there will be proper ceasefire. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them victory and decimate the Jutlas and the Haramis and their followers. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab, to all our listeners. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.